Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 73 degrees. Tonight, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms is possible, cloudy otherwise with a high near 71. The chance of precipitation is 60%, new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. And in the news for today, the City of Viroqua Diversity Advisory Board will meet virtually tonight at 5:30 p.m. to hold their scheduled meeting. On the agenda will be a discussion and possible action on the renaming of the resolution supporting volunteer opportunities for the resettlement of Afghan refugees and a discussion with possible recommendations regarding the use of the thin blue line symbol on a public facing at the new Viroqua Police Department facility on Nelson Parkway. Following the murder of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis on Memorial Day 2020 and the national Black Lives Matter resistance movement actions over that summer for justice that followed, a street demonstration in Viroqua drew over 250 protesters on June 1st. The city, under Mayor Karen Mitchell, took steps to address race and diversity issues in the city over that summer and held the Building a Stronger Community Through Communications Forum on June 23rd, and out of that process, the first Diversity Advisory Board was created, a contentious issue that drew reaction from many local citizens, including several people of color, came when planning for the build-out of a new city hall construction plan considered a shared use in a new facility with the Viroqua Police Department. Some citizens said the presence of the police in a city hall location was a trigger that would be detrimental and cause conflict. The disruptive situation was averted when space at the former Vernon Memorial Hospital Fitness Center became available for sale, and the city made a decision to purchase it and locate the new police facility in that space. The thin blue line symbol is a facsimile of the American flag, which has a field of black background separated by a thin blue line, which can represent police valor and bravery to some, but others see the symbolic meaning of the thin blue line as representative of all law enforcement officers. On top, you have the law-abiding portion of a community, then a thin blue line, and all the others who would intend chaos and destruction below. That definition is from Wikipedia. The display of the flag is often seen as a reaction to the Black Lives Matter movement. There has been a national controversy over the use of the flag. Many communities across the country have removed it as a public symbol. The Viroqua Diversity Board members will likely share their views on the proposal at the meeting tonight. This meeting will be held via Zoom conference call. The sign-in code can be obtained at the City of Viroqua website, which is viroqua-wisconsin.com. The Nearly Noon News will be following the results of this meeting and report back soon. There will also be a public discussion presented by the Vernon County Forest Management Board tonight at 6 p.m. at the Sidey Hollow Main Shelter, led by Nick Gilman, the Vernon County Forest Administrator. The discussion is an opportunity to learn about the county's goals for forest management, harvesting, regeneration, and timber sales. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.